Then there's me. I'm Aiden, and I'm not sure who I am or how my friends see me. I like to think I'm normal, but I wonder how my friends and their parents refer to me when I'm not in the room. Am I the short one? The one who reads comics? The one who wanted to get into skateboarding but gave up on it years ago? I could have, but I'm not sure I wanted to. I'm trying to find myself, and knowing what my profile is according to other people might stifle that. I would not tell my friends what boxes or cliches I fit them into, and I don't want to know mine. A rare opportunity to truly be ourselves brought us together. Final exams. We're on the verge of adulthood, trying to find our ways, in part because we want to grow up and live real lives. We're being forced to choose our careers, our debt, and our future friends before we are even legally allowed to drink or vote. It's like we're about to skydive into independence, and everyone we know is trying to push us out before we're ready. And these exams that might determine the rest of our lives weren't helping. In time, we were able to take our minds off the exams because they were over, and we couldn't do anything about them anymore. So, to celebrate that we'll be going our separate ways to college next year, we decided to go camping. We all love to hike, so it made sense to bond over the one thing we would equally enjoy. We gather in Carlos's treehouse. The treehouse is far too small for us now. Sitting up there, cramped together with Joey, eating tortilla chips and salsa from Carlos's mother's store, makes me feel like some giant intruding on my own childhood. I remember even having a fantasy about getting older and having a wife and kids who all lived in a giant treehouse. In my make-believe world, my friends all dwelled in treehouses the size of mansions and the same large tree as my treehouse mansion. They lived with their wives and kids. My wife was Susie in these fantasies. I even romanticized about having a wedding in the treehouse. I imagined myself wearing a black tux at the ceremony, and Susie adorned in a pink wedding dress. I've outgrown that fantasy, but some guys don't mature out of the notion of inhabiting a treehouse. My father's best friend growing up had his wife leave him for a younger man. He built an $8 million treehouse where he resides.